Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The shortstop, Ray Boone. Batting third. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Frank Papish. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Frank Papish. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, John Simmons. Batting second. The shortstop, Sam Dente. Batting third. The right fielder, Sam Mealy. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Clyde Vollmer. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Al Kozar. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Mark Christman. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ralph Weigel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mickey Harris. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Mickey Harris. And now, play ball. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a fly ball into center field. Vollmer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone takes first base on ball four. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. John Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons takes first base on ball four. Sam Dente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dente hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Dente reaches second base with a double. Simmons moves to third. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy strikes out. One out. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer is walked intentionally. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kozar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kozar hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dente scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Christman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Weigel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weigel hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Simmons hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Papish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Papish bunts towards the mound. Harris fields it and throws to first for the out. Hegan moves to second. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-1 in the game. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kozar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hegan moves to third. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Boone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hegan scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-1 in the game. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Christman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Sam Dente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dente is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Dente hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0-for-1 in the game. Mealy hits a pop-up towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Vollmer takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-1 in the game. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Christman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-1 in the game. Gordon hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-1 in the game. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kozar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Christman juggles the ball. That's an error on Christman. Kennedy moves to second. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hegan is walked intentionally. Frank Papish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Papish is 0-for-0 in the game. Papish hits a line drive towards third. Christman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Alcozar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cozar is 0 for 1 in the game. Cozar takes first base on ball 4. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0 for 1 in the game. Christman takes first base on ball 4. Cozar moves to second. Ralph Weigel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weigel is 0 for 1 in the game. Weigel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Cozar moves to third. Two outs. Mickey Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Papish. Cozar scores. It's 2-1, Indians. Mickey Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-2 in the game. Mitchell takes first base on ball 4. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Boone strikes out. 1 out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-2 in the game. Keltner hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mitchell moves to second. 2 outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-2 in the game. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cozar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. John Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Simmons hits a pop-up towards short. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Sam Dente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dente is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Dente takes first base on ball 4. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0-for-2 in the game. Mealy strikes out. 2 outs. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Vollmer hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Gordon hits a pop-up towards short. Dente settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-2 in the game. Vernon takes first base on ball 4. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-2 in the game. Kennedy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vernon moves to second. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hegan takes first base on ball 4. Vernon moves to third. Kennedy moves to second. Frank Papish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Papish is 0-for-1 in the game. Papish hits a line drive towards third. Christman catches it and throws to first to double up Hegan. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alcozar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cozar is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cozar hits a pop-up towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Christman hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Mitchell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Simmons. Mitchell reaches second base with a double. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Boone bunts towards the mound. Harris juggles the ball. That's an error on Harris. Mitchell moves to third. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 3 in the game. Keltner hits a ball on the ground for a double play. Boone moves to second. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 3 in the game. Doby hits a pop-up towards short. Dente settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Ralph Weigel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weigel is 0 for 2 in the game. Weigel hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Harris hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Simmons hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sam Dente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dente is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Dente hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Gordon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Christman fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dente fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0 for 3 in the game. Mealy hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Vollmer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gil Cohn pinch runs for Clyde Vollmer. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 3 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dobie, who is chasing the ball. Robinson reaches third base with a triple. Cone goes all the way around to score. It's Indians, 2, Senators, 2. Bob Lemon now pitching. Alcozar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cozar is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Cozar takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Lewis pinch hits for Mark Christman. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon fields it and throws to home to get Robinson. Cozar moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Sherry Robertson pinch hits for Ralph Weigel. Sherry Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cozar moves to third. Lewis moves to second. Bud Stewart pinch hits for Mickey Harris. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gordon reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators 2. The Indians will come to bat. Al Evans now catching. Gil Cohn now playing left field. Ray Scarborough now pitching. Sherry Robertson now playing third base. Bud Stewart now PL. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Hegan hits a fly ball into left field. Cohn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mitchell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Al Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sam Dente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dente is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Dente hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0 for 4 in the game. Mealy strikes out. Two outs. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.